Our next article is entitled Trusted Stewards, written by John Potter. Assessment offers evaluation and best practices. Stephen Olschlager thinks of the church as being in the bread business. He cites John 6:35, where it says, Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. And he asks, what is it that people are really hungering and thirsting for? Olschlager, who coordinates research for ELCA Congregational Assessment, believes Jesus is calling the church to be in the business of feeding people. Certainly, feeding people spiritually, and in some cases, feeding people physically. So, how is it that we make bread that really benefits us, sustains us, and fulfills us? To feed a lot of people, he argued, requires organization and enterprise. And it requires baking. It requires staff and buildings and infrastructure. All these things need to work together if we want to reach as many people as possible. And I like to think all these aspects are sacred and interconnected. So it is with the daily work of congregational health and vitality. He says there are so many different moving parts in congregational life, says Olschlager, who also directs operational ministries for his congregation, Holy Cross Lutheran in Libertyville, Illinois. He says many times the urgent takes over and you get into a mode of doing what is absolutely has to be done. And sometimes certain practices are repeated over and over and over again without pausing and saying, well, maybe there's another way to do this, or maybe there's something new that we can learn, or some ideas we could introduce. The ELCA established the Resourceful Servants Initiative to improve financial literacy, health and practices of congregations, rostered ministers, and seminarians. In 2015, the churchwide organization was awarded a grant from Lilly Endowment through its national initiative to address economic challenges facing pastoral leaders. With that funding, Resourceful Servants was formed as a partnership between the churchwide organization, the ELC Mission Investment Fund, the ELC Federal Credit Union, Portico Benefit Services, and Lutheran Social Service Financial Counseling. Through the Resourceful Servants Congregational Financial Assessment, congregations review their financial systems relative to best practices and healthy behaviors. The assessment identifies 21 financial practices in 5 key areas and poses questions to evaluate whether a congregation's proficiency in each practice is excellent, needs improvement, or is non-existent. Built into the process are resources for implementation and a tool to track progress. Our thinking was, how can we get congregational leaders to just pause and say, how are we doing in these areas? Do we have anything that we could learn? Do we have anything that we could do better? Olschlager said. Emily Carlson, Director for Evangelical Mission for the Southeastern Minnesota Synod, has seen enthusiasms in her synod for the assessment. She says folks seemed eager to assess their current congregational financial practices and were also excited to learn more about best practices. The assessment is a practical and empowering tool, she added. It equips congregations to be the best financial stewards they can be. The assessment completed so far suggests that congregational leaders largely feel confident about tracking donations, accounting for income and expenses, and paying staff. We're not nearly as confident about how to inspire our members to financially support God's ministry through our congregation and denomination. Olschlager says, specifically, respondents were always optimistic about their congregation's ability to create a year-round strategy or to plan to engage people in supporting their ministries. Dan Solomon, a pastor of Augustana Lutheran in Boone, Iowa, said completing the assessment has helped build a climate of trust and openness among the congregation. where we go as a congregation with financial need, our people know that their gifts will be handled properly. Olschlager agreed. When we put before them the call to be good stewards, it makes sense for us, as congregations and leaders of those congregations, to take good stewardship seriously as well, he said.